giving you a second helping in bite-sized form. The Jared and Kathy podcast.
There's a circular saw. There is a drill saw, a wet tile saw. There's a jigsaw. I mean,
and
why do you need so many different, a miter saw, and then the table saw, and then...
They're all for different purposes. The wet tile saw is pretty self-explanatory.
I get that one, because you're cutting tiles and you need the
wet. Do they have a dry tile saw in there?
I didn't see one. But I'm thinking, like, couldn't just one do? Like, couldn't you just get the basic table saw?
No.
Wouldn't that just be enough? I mean, really, why do you need 18 different saws?
You can't have a table saw if you're just trying to cut a hole into something. Table saw will cut a straight line. It won't cut, like, a circle in there, like a skill saw or...
What do you need a circle for?
Well, sometimes you need, like, a doorknob. If you got to put a doorknob, you need a hole.
But you can
in the
buy
door.
Doors that have the hole in them.
How
already.
How do you think that hole got in there? Not from a table saw.
Well, okay, but the guy who made the door can have those. You don't need all those.
Oh no, you didn't name enough saws. Where's the meat saw?
Kathy, I know how to explain saws to you.
So okay.
You understand them. They're like shoes. You need flat. You need heels. You need semi heels. You need boots.
Oh.
You need corner. Right? So one pair of shoes doesn't do it all.
You buy all the saws you want.
Uh-huh. Exactly. For every saw he gets, I get 10 pairs of shoes.
Awesome!
Jimmy Fallon last night, his guest was Sting, so they did some... smartphone ringtone voicemailing.
Everyone knows the classic cell phone ringtones. Mm-hmm. But I thought it'd be kind of cool if we hear you sing your version of them and call them Stingtones.
Oh, this is hard.
Yeah, this is it.
Actually, sounds like a police song.
It does sound like a police song. My lawyers will be in.
You just leave your name when you hear the beep. I hope that you will leave a, I hope that you will leave a message on my voicemail, yeah. A message on my voicemail, yeah, yeah.
We've got some family photos planned. We're going to get some pictures done with my whole family. We're hoping to do them outdoors. But the thing is that I don't want a seasonal picture, so that I don't want the fall leaves in the background or bare trees. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
In the heart of autumn.
Yes.
You want to find a place that not only somehow avoids a Lethbridge wind.
Right. Knock on wood that it won't be windy. Right.
And doesn't have leaves.
Right. Well, you know,
there's
some very interesting buildings
in the downtown. Saskatchewan?
There's some really interesting buildings in the downtown that could be used as a backdrop. Mm-hmm. I thought the Bowman Arts Center might be kind of cool, or maybe the back of the Galt Museum has some really cool,
you know, get wind coming off the coolies big.
But maybe it's not going to be windy, I'm hoping.
107.7 The River. Online exclusive.
You've needed a haircut for a while now.
I don't know what the heck to do with it.
Well, let me tell you what I do. When I'm looking for a change or looking to do something different with my hair, I go and I grab one of those hair magazines and I flip through it until I try and find something that I think my hair would do and would look good on me.
No, but those guys aren't real.
Well, no,
there's some kind of CGI graphic dudes with perfect jawlines and... I mean, mine's close to that kind of jawline.
Yeah,
not,
close.
Not perfect.
Not exactly perfect. Well, do you have a hairstylist that you trust? You can go see that hairstylist
and
say...
I don't trust any woman with scissors near my face, Martin. You can tell that I'm overly saturated in all these hockey games that we have this season in the first week of the NHL.
How can you tell that, Jared?
I had a dream that involved Marc Messier last night. He, of course, is shilling for Sportsnet
yes,
and the Rogers networks, and he's on every promo. And I swear to you, I had a dream about Marc Messier. Not the way that you would have a dream about him in 1990.
Right, no.
But no, it was me and Marc Messier were like going to work. He had dirty coveralls and an old pickup truck. Which maybe that's just me reading into how badly he needs money these days.
Maybe.
I don't know, but I woke up in a cold sweat.
I bet you did.
Going, I need to mix in some football. John Madden, oh my God! Can't dream about Maria Sharapova.
No, you can't. Mark Messier.
Penelope Cruz as the sexiest woman alive.
And you don't agree with that?
Not at all.
Really?
Like, she's pretty, don't get me wrong. She's not sexy, though.
She's not sexy.
A, she's married.
You can be sexy and married.
B, she dated Tom Cruise.
Well, that she did.
Think about it. Everybody that's ever dated Tom Cruise or married, aren't they just a little bit sketchy in your eyes now? Less sexy?
That may have been more of a publicity thing, though.
Less sexy than before?
Nicole Kidman, yes, definitely.
Katie Holmes, less sexy than before?
No, she's still quite sexy.
But less so.
Maybe.
You know some of that.
Maybe a tiny bit less sexy.
And finally, and most importantly, in order to be sexy, you should at least have a job. I mean, what's she doing? She sells coffee machines.
Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.